Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, I guess that was us.
Hey,
here we are. The clock. I'm like 12:05, and some what? I didn't have our headphones on. Somebody said the person sitting here before me was sick, so I was hosing the place down.
Yeah, the virus will be over in January.
Travis though. Is in another room behind double pane glass. He's all, no, nobody's sick. Nothing. It's nothing. Nothing in your room. You mean nothing in there? Oh my goodness. So my name's Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
And you're listening to We the People.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Yeah, we're still here. They haven't taken us off the air yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So who's sponsoring our program?
Our sponsor is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And you can get everything you need as far as John Deere, Honda, Steel. They got it all down there. Go down and see them. If you don't see it on the lot, they can find it for you. So give them a call at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com. And that's spelled P-A-P-E, machinery.com.
Not going to spell machinery? That's a really hard word.
No, I think. Most
could be European spelling or something. You don't know.
Well, you know, we're just hoping they have some intelligence.
There you go. Yeah. Only people with intelligence.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if we should talk about intelligence considering the kind of week we've all had. If you live outside the U.S., I'm sure it's been like popcorn in a movie time, just watching our elections, our formerly, well, I don't know, you know, it's always been talk, right? Yeah, elections are never perfect. Nothing run by humans is ever perfect, but I do believe this time it's been far less than perfect.
It had something to do with a dumpster, I think, and a match.
Yeah, no kidding. And a van full of paper. Good Lord. So we're continuing our conversation from last week. So those of you who were not plugged in on November 1st prior to the election, I would encourage you to go back and listen. And actually, none of that information is dated. It did happen on November 1st, and we were talking about the upcoming election, but all the information still stands. And so today, with everything that's going on, we thought it only right to kind of continue the dialogue. This is November 8th, 2020. So in case we, I don't know, for some reason re-air this, you won't be all confused. But our guests today, we have two, and they're Arlene has not been on a bunch of times. She's been on once before, and she kind of got the short end last time. We didn't hear much from her, so we're hoping she pipes up a little more. But our guests are Dr. Shizong Chen, and he has been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He was born in China in 1962, and at 15 entered the gifted program at China University. And he currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. He's been on quite a few times. We've been talking about the virus, and just for people who maybe don't tune into our show, over the last 10 years, we've done a lot of different things, and we've been fortunate many times to be sort of ahead of the...
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah, kind of the information curve or the drama curve. I guess in this case, it's kind of the drama curve.
Well, in this case, I think it's fortunate because you can come here and learn a lot about China. Because you're going to need to know a lot about China coming up in the months ahead.
Depending on which way this goes. Yeah. But we started that back in 2018, actually, not having any idea that it would have this much to do with our on-the-ground politics and specifically our election. So I would encourage you to go back and maybe catch some of those programs. We have a tab at the top of the website that is marked China. So at wethepeopleradio.us. Also, the archives for the last 10 years, they're free to listen to. They're MP3 files. You can send them to your friends. You can burn them on CDs and sell them. We don't care what you do. We do this as a public service. So you are welcome to do whatever you like with that information, but get it out to people. And Arlene Freeman, our other guest, She's been the Western editor of Chinascope Journal, and you can find that at chinascope.org. And Western editor, we learned last time, isn't just like the Western part of the country or something like that. She literally is the Westerner on the Chinascope staff. So she makes, you know, all she goes through all the writing and makes sure that that actually is, I don't know, legible for a Western audience, and it makes sense. What's that?
Good English.
You pop in some
really,
pop in some
really good sounding and in depth.
Yeah, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound like some directions that were written in a basement somewhere for IKEA furniture.
There you go.
Right, if I think of you, Arlene, I think of IKEA furniture. It's terrible. One day we'll have to meet. okay, so all that preamble done. Where do you guys want to start today, or go, or?
Oh, I want to start with a quote because I think it's relevant to the entire discussion.
Sure.
And I'm going to quote our founders. George Washington stated, "Human rights can only be assured among a virtuous people." And Benjamin Franklin said, "Laws without morals are in vain." I don't think I need to say why those two quotes are appropriate with today's election, with the election that just occurred.
No, but it does bear repeating. It's also interesting to note that with all of the unrest we've had we've had a lot of unrest here lately. It's interesting, but at this particular point, some 70 million people feel that their votes were misrepresented, disenfranchised, overwhelmed by fraud, whatever you want to say. There's a lot of opinion out there. But it's interesting, nothing burned down. Nothing this week has been on fire or looted. So for all the people who weren't sure who was doing the looting and the burning, apparently it actually wasn't the Trump voters, kind of interestingly enough. But you're right. You're absolutely right. Without a moral compass, our whole system blows up. And that's, I think, that's what all of our Chinese guests have been telling us, that when China went into this sort of amoral communist platform where anybody who evidences any kind of morality is rounded up and shuffled off, if that's the kind of system we want, I guess we don't need morality. But I don't think it'll work well. Arlene, what are you seeing from your Chinascope? Sorry, I have not been keeping track of the articles this week. It's gotten a little busy, but what are you seeing at your end?
Well, it's not just the articles. All of the people in Chinascope, the people who lived through the indoctrination and the Communist Party and the inhumanity that's occurring there, are very concerned about this election, because the election means that Donald Trump, who wanted to make America great again, has been shunted aside for someone who is indebted to the Chinese Party, the Communist Chinese Party. When you pay someone, when a party like the CCP pays someone $10 million a year, that person is kind of indebted to the party. And so we're looking at what the future of the United States is now that Joe Biden has been, quote-unquote, elected, provided the polling supports it as we go through a few lawsuits. But if he ends up being the president of the United States, is he the president of the United States, or is he the president of the infiltrated United States?
Right.
Or a provincial leader, the 34th province of China.
Well, that's one way to look at it. But I know there's been a lot of information out there that they're sifting through, trying to figure out what's true and what isn't true. But boy, I think if part of it's true, I think we have a president that could very well be compromised.
Has been compromised already.
Right, right.
Well, and that's part of why, you know, last week we didn't really get to much of the Biden information with China, but I do hope that we delve into a bit more of that today, because it's really important for people to understand and to know that is kind of looming out there. There's a lot more to this than whether or not, you know, you feel like Orange Man bad,
yeah,
you know.
No,
they were jumping on Cheetos in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah.
And there were millions of them all shoulder to shoulder, so apparently the virus is over. That's one good thing that came
of it. Yeah, it's over.
Okay, it's break time here. We've got to celebrate some free market while we still can. How's that? So you are listening to We the People, and we will be right back. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them when they move into your neighborhood? They take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Hey, Linda. Show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi. I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, for the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
We're back. All right, Arlene, pretend like we never left.
I discussed the Biden issue last week, and I think a lot of people understand, the listeners to We the People understand, who he is and what he stands for, which is corruption. But some people may not have heard that. I can give a bit of a history on Biden so we have an understanding of who he is. Shall I go ahead and do that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, that was really very handily suppressed. And if people didn't go seeking their own information, they probably didn't get it. And they were told it was a lie, so.
Media has had an attitude toward Donald Trump, which enabled them or encouraged them to support Joe Biden even though he is a corrupt person. I don't know where our media is at and what controls them, and Xinjiang may have some ideas on that, but I'll discuss Biden a little bit, and I may repeat from last week, I'll tell a little bit about where he's at. A politician can't receive money from a foreign country openly, so money is given to his son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has a lot of problems. He's an alcoholic and a coke addict, and has been in and out of rehab. And he brought his laptop in to a Delaware computer shop and left it there, and forgot he left it there. And after a long time, the computer owner, unable to reach him, gave the laptop to the FBI and made a copy of the information on it and gave that to Rudy Giuliani, who gave it to the New York Post, who then published it on Twitter, or tried to publish it on Twitter, and it was blocked off. Nobody wanted that information to be published. The American people might have, but Joe Biden and entourage didn't or wouldn't have. So what was on the computer was very damning. And there were things mentioned on there, and that's where the figure came from, that the Communist Party was giving $10 million a year to Joe Biden. A lot of the corruption involved different things with China. He was trying to make an agreement with a company from China and asked a person by the name of Tony Bobulinski to help make the deal. And I'll give an example of one of the things that Biden did. In order for an airplane to be stealth, its vibrations can't make a lot of noise, so there's a technology that's used to quiet its vibrations so it can be a stealth plane. Joe Biden sold stealth technology to China.
Wow.
I found that shocking. Why would anyone do that? But it shows how important money is in relation to U.S. security.
And when was that? Approximately.
I don't know the date. It was on the laptop, or I think it was on the laptop.
And so it's just part of that gigantic data dump.
What?
A part of that gigantic data dump that we're getting from the laptop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just an example. So when this came out, the Washington Post tried to publish an article about it, and they couldn't get it published. There was an attempt to hide all of that information, and Tony Bobulinski was a lieutenant in the Navy, the U.S. Navy, and was very proud that he served his country. They had asked him to help draw a contract with a Chinese company. And so he hadn't been indoctrinated into the Joe Biden way of doing things. And he was an honest person, in other words.
How confusing for him.
What?
Yeah, I said how confusing for him.
Well, it ended up being in one way not too good for him. When all of this stuff came out and he started verifying that what was on the laptop was absolutely true, they didn't want him talking very much. So Adam Schiff, who he's a congressman from, I'd call it China-fornia.
Yeah.
Said that he was a Russian plant, that it was information given by Russia, and Bobulinski had been influenced by that, which made him incensed. He served his country. He was very proud of it, And so he asked them to withdraw their statements. And Adam Schiff and Joe Biden wouldn't recant what they said. They said negative things about him. So he decided that he was going to tell everyone he knew about the situation, and he got on Tucker Carlson. That show had 7.5 million viewers, and he talked about the Bidens and what went on with the Bidens.
He even had some audio tape.
Before the election, so...
Yeah, he even had some audio tape. You know, that he had taped conversation. So it wasn't just his word for it. I mean, it all came out of the documents and out of audio tape.
Ah, yes. Right, so they had a little trouble making him seem like a Russian spy, besides which he resented it awfully. And since then has been communicating everywhere about what he viewed as the truth and what we view as the truth. And so that was the story about how that information got out and was disseminated and understood by so many different people. That's the Joe Biden who ran for and may have won the presidency of the United States.
Yeah,
they have cheated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What? Have cheated, not won.
I see.
Well, what's amazing to me is that information was pretty much silenced by most of the other networks and social media. Do you think that now that the election is over, the spotlight will go back to that, or do you think that's going to just now become a non-story and everybody just shut up and move on?
Depends on how we define that the election is over. If it's truly over,
right.
and Biden somehow stole the presidency away, then this will be forever. Probably will be they'll try to forever bury it. And the corruption and fraud of the election can be exposed, and the rightful winner, President Trump, can be president for 4 more years. Then it will get to the bottom of this swamp,
right,
and pull them all out.
Yeah.
This. And go ahead.
I was going to say this supposed win is going to put the brakes on so much stuff that could have happened, and I think now will all just quietly go away. I mean, with the deep state and all of the previous misdeeds, I think you're not going to hear much about that anymore if this election. If this election results,
oh no, all that goes back.
Yeah,
into the little box.
Yep, goes back in the box, and you know it'll be very difficult to get anything done on that at this point. So it's going to be important that they really do explore all these states that had suspicious counts and get to the bottom of it, so people have confidence in our system again, because there's a lot of people out there right now, and I think even more so than 2016 with just sore losers. I think this election has really shed light on misdoings or misdeeds in our
election
process.
Well, if you watch the counts come in, I mean, when you're ahead by 600,000, 700,000 ballots, and then you wait a little while, the counting stops for a while, and then they start again, and boop, you lost.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden it goes the other way. Yeah.
How does that happen? We have to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Oh, you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Until we close our eyes for good.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever love someone so much you thought your little heart was going to break into?
Somebody did a bad, bad
thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
I got a lot of liar music coming up, too. Dr. Chen, as you're watching this, are you just like, are people people from your perspective must be going, oh my God, the U.S. is turning into China.
Oh my God, this is I cannot say enough about it. How familiar this is, okay? But this is actually more worrisome. So that was quite a proper. Segue into the kind of, election this is. And then, yesterday, when Biden and his team, get on, the stage and, it was 2 days ago, right? So, when they, get on a stage and so-called to celebrate their winning, of the election, that Hunter Biden was on stage. To me, that is a ultimate insult to the United States of America, to the rule of law, to honesty, to everything that United States used to represent. That incest, corrupt, pedophile, criminal standing on that stage celebrating his family's cheating away of the election, that is a ultimate insult to this country. And in this show, I probably will use a lot of depends on what you mean, right? I mean, just when Bill said when the election is over, I mean, I almost have to speak in like two parallel worlds, and that is what we're facing. It's two days before the election, I compared this election to the Independence War and the Civil War. Well, I have underestimated. A lot of people now say this is the battle of truth and lies and righteous versus evil. And I say no. We are in a battle of definition or defining truth versus lie and righteous versus evil. Right? Let me give you an example, Kate. What is tyranny? The definition of tyranny, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ask many Americans whether they live under tyranny now. I think that most of them would say no. But when a president's tweet can be shut down just like that,
mm-hmm.
anybody's tweet can be shut down easier. If that is tyranny, what is that's not tyranny? What is not tyranny? And another thing is, what is fact? Right? So I'm sure we'll spend a good amount of time today talk about fraud, but there are overwhelming number of whistleblowers for this kind of fraud, and President Trump and his team has filed a lawsuit on election fraud, and yet the other side keeps saying baseless, baseless, baseless. And so I think this country is truly facing the war of defining what is fact, what is honesty, what is legal, what is tyranny. All of this word has to be redefined.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I call this is a battle of defining what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, because at this point, if this is considered a free and fair election, we're using the wrong dictionary.
Right. And so if I can use the analogy, right? So in Civil War, it is clear that one side is fighting for abolition, the other side is fighting for keeping the slavery. So both sides are clear. Right? The message is clear. Imagine now both sides claim to be fighting for abolition. Both sides are fighting for freeing the slave. Imagine that is what we're in. That is the current war we're in, current battle we're in. Biden's side is telling the people that they represent the truth. They represent freedom. They represent law and order. They represent everything that's, correct or politically correct in dictionary. But in reality, they're doing something else. And so I think this country, at this moment, until this election can be properly resolved, this country is divided, not just in terms of pro-choice and, pro-life, because life and choice are clear. This country would be divided in the understanding of or definition of the same word. What is free? What is freedom? What is freedom of expression, right? According to the big media, I no longer call them mainstream media. They're not mainstream at all.
No.
They're just big media.
But they are big.
Media.
Yeah.
Right. So according to the big media, they are freedom. They are freedom of information, right? And so this country is, I don't know. I don't know how this country will, that's why, you know, this week is really an eye-opener for me, even though last week I already said this, how important this election is. And that's why I say I understated what we're facing. We are facing not just, you know, truth versus lie. We are in a battle of this definition of truth and lie. Who has the right to define these words? And this is what's so, you know, so scary. And I cannot understand why 60 plus million people vote for manipulation. What we're facing is clear manipulation, to say the least. But then to them.
Well, it's interesting.
The other
because,
side is being manipulation. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I answer a lot of those questions for myself by listening. Like I'll listen to their farthest out stuff, MSNBC, and then if you have satellite radio, I would encourage you to listen to the Progressive Channel. It's I think it's 137 Progress, and on election night, I was actually driving to an election event on Tuesday night at like I don't know 7:30 I guess, and on my way there, they were having a fight, a heated fight, battle amongst themselves about Joe Biden being a traitor to their party because they thought he would pardon Donald Trump for all of his crimes. And it's like, did I step into an alternate universe? Okay, Joe Biden didn't get elected yet. Donald Trump hasn't been convicted of any crimes that I know of. Why would he be pardoning him? I mean, it was like, what a weird thing to fight about before the votes are even counted. But that's the kind of rabbit hole they live in. So, and that's got a pretty big following because that channel's been on for a long time.
Well, another thing that cracks me up is
and that's what they tell people.
They're all coming out of the woodwork now, saying, "Oh, we need to unite now. Don't make me throw up in my mouth. Yeah, we all have to, you know, work together." Where was all that talk in 2016 when Trump ran? There was no talk about working together. It was all hate, and unfortunately, I think we're looking at the first time in history where a president was elected pretty much on a hate platform, not on a platform of economics or race or any of that. It was a platform of hate, and it never changed the whole time. And here we are now. With a new president-elect, and we're all supposed to love each other. I'm having a hard time with that. Do you see that at all as being the case?
Yeah, and I think what you know what was just said, alternate universe,
mm-hmm.
Right?
It's just like what I said. This country is playing two halves, and with opposite understanding of the same word, and that is what we're dealing with now. And then, why does it sound so familiar to me? Because in China, the whole country lives in the world in a world that the face, the superficial meaning and the real meaning of the words are just opposite.
Right.
And this is what the United States is facing.
Yeah, and I think in China, the state determines the meaning of the word.
Of course.
And unfortunately,
here the state just happens to be, you know, run by the mainstream media.
Yeah, and they'll tell you what it means.
Right, they'll tell you when the election's over. They told us that already.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to just,
you know.
They'll
tell you who won.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you when to get over it and move on.
Yeah, that's right. And you can just sit down.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace told me that today. He and Pierre Delecto were having a. Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
They were having a little chat on there discussing, you know, how to be nice about the whole thing and how to have a lot of class. You know, we should just lose gracefully and all that sort of thing. I thought, okay, you people are delusional. Thank God you're not running everything.
Yeah.
So something tells me Joe's gonna. Spit on Pierre Delecto just like we do.
Yeah,
I think he's a man without a country, actually. We will be right back. Our guests are Dr. Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman, and you're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You're taking my life, so take my soul.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Okay, the lies weren't little, but I'm kind of hoping to catch up with you and all that kind of thing, and I'm sort of hoping this is our election theme song. So many to choose from.
Yeah.
But the part where it catches up with you, I think, would be wonderful. Dr. Chen, you know, we were talking, Robert and Bill and I were chatting here during the break, and what do you guys, you know, there's a, I don't know, you, you could look at it a whole lot of ways. You know, the people who think that Biden's great and that his son didn't do any of this stuff and they're unaware of all of this, I find that people kind of fall into two camps. They're kind of like the facts people, the thinking and facts people, and then there are the emotion people. And it seems like the emotion people kind of buy into a lot of that. That the Bidens are, the Russia, and all that. I mean, it's all a big feelings game. It doesn't have a lot of interjection of fact.
Right. It's both emotion, but that emotion is fanned up by the big media's control of the information.
Mm-hmm.
And those feed into the emotion, like I mentioned earlier. Right? We are living under a tyranny now, already, when our president and
which
a lot of
people... Which one are you referring to?
President
Trump.
Oh,
you mean Trump.
Right. well, our president's tweet can be suspended or suppressed.
True.
And if that is, that's tyranny, but there's a good amount of people, large percentage of these people supports that. And this is what's scary. Right? And so, just to show, I think, just to show that we are not like them, let's just list a few things it's amazing how systematic, how widespread the fraud is in this election. And this is what's shocking is to me, to the Chinese. I maybe Americans are not as care less about what's going on in the other country. But for us, United States are used to be a force that side with fair election, right? And we have read the news, many frauds in election in other countries. But this time, in this election, I am amazed that how many different kinds of tricks and manipulation have been involved in this election. And that, to me, is the most systematic, one of the most systematic frauds, as I know. But, we can, this is an incomplete category of fraud. The first category is tampering with voter identification, like dead people voting. You know, they love Joe Biden so much that even the dead people vote for him.
He came back from the dead to vote.
Yeah, I don't think I got to disagree with you there. I don't think they loved Joe Biden. I think the majority of people that voted for Joe Biden voted against Donald Trump. They didn't care about Joe Biden.
Right.
They don't like
Which
Joe
is why
Biden.
Only seven people went to his rallies.
Yeah, he's part of the swamp, and everybody knows it. But he wasn't Donald Trump, and that's what I was saying when. People voted for hate. It's like anybody but Trump. And they never really paid attention to who Joe Biden is. And I'm just hoping that...
And they don't look at the policy
stuff
either.
No,
they don't look at
no
what
policy.
Comes under that.
Yeah, he never really had a policy. And people overlooked that because of their hate for Donald Trump. And they're going to find out what his policy is. If he wins,
yeah.
It's going to get real ugly. But it's amazing to me that people were willing to cast a ballot for somebody that they didn't really know what he was going to do. They didn't care what he was going to do. They just wanted to see Donald Trump.
Well, who routinely said he was running for the Senate, thought he was running against someone named George.
Well, I don't think he'll last more than a year.
I mean, there was a lot of weird stuff going on, and that seemed, well, that was also unreported.
Right.
And unseen.
I wonder if he'll pass the physical. I mean, he has to pass the physical.
Arlene, is that a no vote, Arlene?
I mean, the physical is more than
if he could complete a sentence, well, I'd be more supportive of him.
Right.
Can you see the oath? Joe. They will literally have to do it one order at a time.
I'm happy to accept being in the Senate.
Yep. Why are we joking about this? Sorry, people whose hair is lighting on fire. We didn't mean to joke.
No. They're going to change your definition of physical, and they're making that.
Well, I'm not talking about
about that part.
Just his body. I'm talking about his mind. He has to pass a test there too.
Right, but he said, you know, that's a good point. Redefine it. You redefine it. Problem solved.
Yeah. That's true.
We learned about that from Bill Clinton, the definition of is, right?
Yeah. And I wonder if he gets to appoint his own doctor. So that would probably have a lot to do with the outcome as well.
It'll either be his wife or his sister, depending on who he can identify.
Which one he can identify correctly.
Oh, man. It's, you look at all the things that are moving forward and that will all stop. That will all stop, and that's what the left wants. I mean, the left is angry that we have, dealt with a lot of our regulatory overreach and all those things through the Obama era. But, just in case, people are totally despondent about this whole thing, you have to remember that it takes a long time to make laws, not so long to do executive orders. But obviously, you just use your pen and your phone. We learned that, but. To actually change laws permanently takes time, and for them to actually make meaningful laws, you have to have everybody on board. And as long as we keep the Senate, regardless of how this turns out, although I just cannot believe that this number of challenges and the amount of stuff we've heard so far that it won't go well. But if it doesn't, and we retain the Senate, that's a major, major stopgap.
Oh, yeah.
So for all those people out there who are saying, I'm never going to vote again, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. Well, thanks to people like you, that's how we got here. I mean, that's how we got here. That's why we have knuckleheads in these positions. I'm always ready to go on a rant about the term limit thing, but term limits don't help us if our electorate continues to elect people who are dummies. And like Adam Schiff, how does a guy like Adam Schiff, whose answer to everything, I mean, talk about, and your only tool is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Everything that comes, Russia, Adam, what kind of tie is it, Russia? I mean, it's just everything is Russia with that guy. And yet he won by like 72%. Maxine Waters, I don't know, some astronomical percentage. Nancy Pelosi was like 79% in her district. And so, I mean, somebody is casting those ballots. You can't just explain. You can't explain every other year voter fraud. I mean, in just those districts. I mean, maybe, but I don't know. It's
well, all of those people are in Chinafornia.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, we're in the last bastion of freedom up here in the northern part of the country. You guys can come up here and hang with us.
I should probably talk at a future date. About Chinafornia and some of the things that have happened as a result of the communists infiltrating California to the extent that they have. It's very bad here.
It is very bad here, and I can't remember if we spoke with somebody, maybe Dr. Chen, about the university system and how that all gets ushered in. I'd also like to, Arlene, if you have information on Disney. I was reading a big thing on Disney, and you guys had actually mentioned it. One of you mentioned that was a great way for the communists to work people into our country is through the Disney Corporation. There are a lot of things that I think Americans didn't grow up in a communist country, right? So we...
No.
We don't know anything about how it works. We're kind of dum-dums.
And in a way, that works against us because I think so many people don't know anything about it. So it's got to be better than what we have. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, surprise. Right. We'll be right back. We've got these guys on for the second hour. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump not accepting defeat and tweets, "I won this election by a lot." He claims that, in his words, bad things happened with Republican ballot counting observers. He notes that millions of mail-in ballots were sent to people who never asked for them. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt told ABC's This Week it's time for the process to play itself out.
It's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
And the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Philadelphia is not the only major city in Pennsylvania in which Republicans were not allowed to inspect those mail-in ballots.
There is a similar situation in Pittsburgh involving 300,000 ballots that were uninspected, unreviewed, not observed by a single Republican.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden gave a victory speech at a drive-in celebration last night in Wilmington, Delaware.
Folks, the people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory.
Not clear to the Trump campaign, which continues its legal challenges. Democrats and Republicans, he says, however, can choose to work together. Tropical Storm Eta is steaming its way toward the Florida Keys. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
Could be real close to hurricane strength. So we do have that hurricane warning. We got a tropical storm warning. All those winds, and including the rainfall, and it's going to be a significant impact.
The storm had maximum sustained winds of about 65 miles an hour this morning, centered over Cuba, some 230 miles southeast of Miami. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says gasoline prices continue to fall.
The average price of gasoline is now $2.19. It's down 3 cents over the past 2 weeks, and it's been a total of 7 cents drop over 8 weeks.
According to the Lundberg survey, the highest average price for regular grade was found in San Francisco. More from townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Uber's food delivery business brought in more money during the third quarter than its rides business.
It was a sign of how much consumer behavior has changed and how far the company has adapted since the pandemic struck. The San Francisco-based ride-hailing company lost $1.09 billion in the third quarter as many customers continued to stay out of shared vehicles. Its mobility business was down 53% from a year ago, while its Eats business grew 125%. John Scott reporting.
Saudi Arabia's oil and gas giant Aramco has announced third-quarter profits of nearly $12 billion. That's a significantly higher net income than it saw. It has dramatically lowered its second-quarter earnings. Despite the increase in profits, though, the mostly state-owned company's third-quarter earnings of $11.8 billion are down 45% compared to the same quarter last year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Now, the court has moved to block President Trump from excluding the count of people who are in the country illegally when it comes to congressional seats.
The three-judge panel in Maryland becomes the third court to tell the Trump administration it's unlawful to completely exclude people from the apportionment count. The lawsuit was brought by advocacy groups who say the president's order discriminates against immigrant communities of color and that they'll suffer harm because their states will lose congressional seats if the count is lowered. Federal courts in New York and California have issued similar orders. The Trump administration's appealed. The Justice Department has argued the challenge is premature since the impact from the president's order wouldn't be known until after the apportionment numbers are released at the end of this year.
And that is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the second half of We the People Radio. It is November the 8th, 2020. We are still in limbo. So many tremendous memes, so many that are inappropriate that I can't read to you or post. But I'll tell you what, in the absence of happiness, people are making their own, in a way, right now.
Yeah.
So we are here with Dr. Chen, Dr. Shizong Chen, and Arlene Freeman, and Bill thinks I forgot, but we have a sponsor this hour. You want to tell him?
Oh,
tell him, Bill.
Oh, I completely forgot. Our sponsor.
This is just for, just for nothing.
Yeah. Our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. If you're looking for a tractor or an implement or a generator or yard tools, go by and see them. They're a John Deere, Honda, and steel dealer. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, and they've got pretty good sized inventory right now. The deer inventory is a little bit short, but if they don't have it in the yard, they can get it for you. So go by and see them, or give them a call at 226-9226, or visit them on the web at papemachinery.com.
It's a nice nebulizer break there.
Yeah, there you go. I talked as slow as I could.
Commercial's just long enough to burn nebulizer break.
Blowing smoke.
I know. Looks like I'm on fire. I am. I'm on fire. All right. So what's up? We won't fiddle around here. Dr. Chen.
Yeah.
Arlene. Who's going to continue on?
Okay, so we were just starting with the manipulation of voter identity, and mm-hmm. we just mentioned one dead people voting. And then out-of-state voters, duplicate voting,
mm-hmm.
and particularly stolen votes. So there are people who went vote and were told they have already voted, right? So all this, they're on record, on tape. And they're a large number. And yet, the big media, in fact, including some lawyers, said the Trump team has to bring evidence rather than just accusation. I mean, they just keep saying that the voting fraud accusation is baseless. And that's why I say, you know, we live in alternate universe. And all this, we just named one category, which is, you know, I named manipulation of voter identity. And there are already that many incidents. Oh, let me give you a startling number. Right? The Trump team has established a site to receive information on voting fraud, and in just a few days, there are over 220,000 reports, and so high that the other side start to jam the phone number.
Well, that's a way of handling it.
Nothing to see here. Yep. Move along.
And so again, that we are right now dealing with definitions of right and wrong. Okay, that they don't look into what's reported. Rather, they would jam the reporting line. Okay, so let's start with the easiest one, the voter identity. And then the next category would be manufactured or produced vote. Maybe this one is new to you even. That just yesterday I learned from some independent report that a printing house in China received a secret order of voting ballots for this election. 5 million.
Wait, say that again?
There's an order, secret order, of U.S. election voting ballots to be printed in China. A Chinese printing facility receiving an order from the United States for 5 million voting ballots.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. And that's recent? I mean,
yeah.
Happening now?
Yeah, I just read it.
For this election.
For this election. Yeah, I just learned it yesterday. Right? And then there's also a video now available online showing that a Chinese express mailing service called Shunfeng, it's one of the top express mail service, and showing the Shunfeng envelope, a whole bag of them, right? Those are the mailing ballots mailed from China. Supposedly.
So if they check on the citizens who actually voted, they would be voters from China?
There's no observer. And so this is caught on tape. So this is another, again, all of this are leads into the fraud, right? And then there's another lead exposing that the existence of ballot printer, the voting ballot printer. And it says 80% of them are owned by the Obama Foundation. Now, I don't know how true that is. Maybe all this are not, they don't have to all be true, but even one of this is true. It's worrisome enough, right? So this is the second kind of fraud, manufacture of produced vote. And then the third category would be change of deadline, right?
Yes.
There are at least three U.S. Postal Service servicemen have come forward to expose. And I really admire these people. They're so brave. They're really putting their job, their livelihood online. And they come forward and say their boss ordered them to
backdate newly found ballots so they'd be submitted on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there are extension of voting deadlines. Some even extended for 7 days. Right? So all these are illegal. Again, we come to a potential, we could come to a debate, what is legal, what is illegal, right?
Then there have been Trump ballots found in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Someone threw them out. Why would they want Trump ballots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that belongs to the fourth category, destruction or alteration of ballots. There's YouTube videos showing people burning Trump voting ballots, right? People trashing large stack of ballots, and also video of vote, you know, the vote counting personnel or officials actually changing the vote. And then also in Arizona, the Trump voting people were misled into using Sharpie to fill out their ballot. And so their ballot would be rejected by the counting machine.
See, it depends. It depends on where you live, because in, like in our county, people use Sharpie markers here too. So I got a lot of phone calls about that. Oh my God, I used a Sharpie marker and now my vote's invalid, but it's not invalid. It was they were counted. They had them using that on purpose. So some of the Sharpie thing, I don't know, but it depended on the machine that was reading it.
Right.
And then we do have to take a quick break. Sorry, I was going to launch off onto something. I'll launch later. Let's
hold that launch.
Yeah, let's defer to free enterprise. All right, we'll be right back. Our guests are Dr. Shizong Chin and Arlene Freeman, and you're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
But I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right. And uphold your family name. You got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Maybe that's a theme song. So before we cut away from the ballot part, I just wanted to really encourage people that in this country who are not, maybe they're following this election really closely, but maybe they don't typically. I would submit that most people are unaware that their county clerk is the one that controls your election process in your county. Your county clerk is an incredibly important position. And the county elections office and how they do business, it's really, really vital that you know who those folks are. And unfortunately, in most of those races, county races, people have no idea who they're voting for. And you don't have much contact with them. You register to vote. You go about your life every couple of years, unless there's some special election. You cast your ballot and you go about your day. But and the other one, too, like California is a good example. It costs tens of millions of dollars to run for governor in the state of California. But if you're going to run for Secretary of State in California, it's like $30,000 because nobody knows what they do. Secretary of State Alex Padilla in the state of California refuses to purge the voter rolls, refuses to hold the counties that are turning in, over 100% voter registration, refuses to make them go back and purge their voter rolls. That is where the problem starts. It isn't fixed at the federal level. It's fixed at the local level and at the state level. You have to know who those people are, and you have to know if they're willing to do the right thing and if they're willing to stand for your elections. Like, look at Florida, perfect example. They have been a train wreck for years. I mean, we still joke about the hanging chads, but that was torture back then and created a big mess. And look at them this year. Bang. They got that election out, done, no problems. No recount, no drama.
Mm-hmm.
They went in and cleaned that up. That is done state by state. And it's a byproduct of federalism. So for everyone who thinks that, Congress is letting them down and not making the right laws, you've got to look closer to home. And I would submit to you, those are the elections that go without challenge. Your county clerk often runs unopposed, most of the time, actually.
Well, California called California, what, an hour after the polls closed or something? They already called it.
Well, in like our county, for an example, I sat in on a recount one time, and I really learned how our county, Shasta County, California, does their, keeps their office, and it was amazing. I really had a lot of... I felt good about it when I got done. I had a lot of confidence in what they do. And as far as matching signatures, in this county, they match it with a person because I've had multiple people tell me they got called in to verify their signature. One woman broke her hand, and her signature looked like she had suddenly become a doctor.
Went to medical school.
All over the place. And she said they made her come in and verify who she was because they thought there had been voter fraud. So if you don't have that much contact with your county elections office, you should find out what they're doing because they secure your vote at that most basic level.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's my rant. Sorry. Back to you, kids.
Yeah.
People don't realize that there are a lot of resources available to help them and their groups deal with the situation that we face in the United States today. And one of the things that I'd like to suggest is that anyone who's listening to this, you can ask Dr. Chen, Shizhong Chen, to come and speak to your group, and he will. And he is an inspiring, very thoughtful and deep person with a lot of ideas on how we can move forward and make this a better United States of America. And you can contact Aaron, and Aaron can forward your information to him, and then he can decide, and he can contact you and talk about that possibility. We're available to help too. We think a lot of this country was founded on the most wonderful foundation of the rule of law and protecting human rights, and we'd like to see that continue. So if any of you would like any of us to contribute to your group or help in any way, please let us know.
I think that's a really, really good point because, honestly, education is the key. And as voters, another thing that it's not really too late to point out, there was a lot of confusion about what mail-in voting was. or is. There are probably still people who don't understand it. Because I had a lot of people say, well, I mail in my vote all the time. That's an absentee ballot. You applied for an absentee ballot. You're a registered voter. You requested to vote absentee, and that's different. The mail-in ballot was when they sent it to everybody on the voter rolls. And in places, I mean, I know a couple of years ago, L.A. County had like 144% voter registration. And that came from the guy who was running against Alex Padilla for the Secretary of State. So if you live in a county like that,
yeah,
guess what? There were a lot of extra ballots that went out.
And that vote stood as accurate.
Sure, in a lot of cases. The problem is people didn't properly understand what a mail-out ballot necessarily was. And then the president told people there would be voter fraud, so a lot of people held their ballots. And I would submit that if people would have taken them to their counties ahead of time and had their vote registered, then as soon as they tabulated at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, the results would have been overwhelming and we wouldn't be doing this. But a lot of folks waited and held those ballots. If you don't know,
and it just got buried in the onslaught.
Well, you kind of live and die by the rules, right? So if you turn yours in at the 11th hour, that sure does give a lot of time to get. Well, I don't know if you can get them back from China that fast. Dr. Chen, can you turn ballots around that quick from China? I'm not sure they do FedEx from China.
I shouldn't joke about it. It's a little close to that. I'll get to it. But I want to support what Aaron just mentioned, the voter roster purging.
Mm-hmm.
So Michigan, we just learned from this election, right? Michigan have 2 million voters on the roster who are over 85 years old. But there are only 240,000 as president, that's over,
wow,
over 85 years old. Right? So that's
kind of a discrepancy there, if my math is, we're not using Common Core or anything, we're using real math. Because in real math, that's bad.
Well, I don't know. Since this whole election thing started 2 years ago, I think I've aged about 10 years, so it could be.
Poor Bill.
Yeah.
God bless radio.
Yeah.
Right. So then, we were at the destruction and alteration of ballots, right? Now, next step would be dumping of sudden appearance of ballots. Right? And this is illustrated this year at 6 p.m., around 6 p.m., in Michigan and in Wisconsin. At early morning, when they stopped counting, all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of ballots all of a sudden appear in the counting center. USPS doesn't work at that hour. Right? So how did they find those? Right, so it's really a dumping of, I don't know how those ballots even come, right? And the next category would be denial of observer. Now, this alone should scare Americans.
Yeah, that's a giant red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And again, I have to use, Are we redefining what's legal, what's illegal? By law, observers are permitted by law. And then in Philadelphia, after a lawsuit, the court ordered observers to order the facility allowed observers to observe the voting. But the counting center say, nope, it doesn't work here. Right? The law doesn't apply here. So the denial observer is prevalent, so prevalent. And the big media still say baseless, baseless. accusation baseless, and they're asking for evidence. This reminds me, why is this so familiar to me, you know, somebody from China?
Mm-hmm.
So I have written for many of my friends their defense, their legal defense in court when they're arrested, when they're persecuted. And then they would argue according to Chinese law their rights, what they can do, you know, how the authority has wronged them. And they, when they make this presentation present their argument to the judge, and the judge would simply say, overruled, next step, overruled. I mean, this is very much like that. All the evidence that people presented to the authority or to the media, basically just overruled. And if that is not tyranny, think what is.
Yeah, I mean, so, if people think the system is rigged here. And we did a show a while back with Mary Todd. They had written a book. It was called Hard Drive. Her son had gone to work for a Chinese company and ultimately figured out they were trying to convince him to commit treason. So he quit. I mean, he didn't do anything more monumental than say that he wasn't going to work for the company anymore. And then he magically committed suicide. And when they went in tried to have that investigated, everything pointed toward murder. And yet all the Chinese courts and all that stuff, it's the same deal. It's like, nope, we don't see that. Nope, that's not what we see. Nope, nothing. Yep, okay, see ya, bye. And if they wouldn't have gotten the hard drive from his computer that just looked accidentally like a Bluetooth speaker, they wouldn't have been able to prove any of it. And right. You'll be happy to know they gave it to the FBI, and nothing happened. So, anyway, not to put too fine a point on that, but it was a good show. You should probably go back and listen to that. And so we better take a fast break. We'll be right back with our guests. I cannot believe we have, like, less than a half hour left. How does this happen? And, my God, you are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere, Ag, and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery. Everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you've gotta draw a hard line.
When the guns will settle, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, sing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Apparently the sun's past the yardarm. I'm playing beer and whiskey songs now. What does that mean? I'm sure there's a meaning there. All right.
I wanted to mention one more thing before we run out of time.
Again.
Although we had almost half an hour. There's some investigations going on, and I think that's worthy of note. Joe Biden is now the subject of a DOJ criminal investigation into his role in Spygate in the Ukraine. There's a House investigation. They joined the Senate in asking the FBI to look into Biden's suspected criminal history. That's something. And then Hunter Biden, Burisma, and corruption on that issue. The impact of the U.S. government policy and related concerns, U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, it is looking into that. So I don't know what effect that will have on the election, but my hope is that Biden will be impeached. I think that's fair game.
Well, I have no doubt that he will not be our president for long. What I fear is, even though there are investigations going on right now, if he gets seated as president, I'll almost guarantee you all those investigations are going to go away or be wrapped up very quickly, and we're gonna move on.
Well, yeah, because you'll get rid of Barr and you'll get rid of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this before, but it does bear repeating that I think President Trump didn't truly understand that the professional class of bureaucrats aren't all professionals. A lot of them are hardcore partisans. And the Obama administration had 8 solid years to make sure those people were in positions of power. And when you look at each president, when they come in, has plus or minus 4,000 positions to replace that they're eligible to replace just for no reason. They don't have to go to, you know, labor dispute court or any of that. They can just replace those positions. And he barely made a dent in it. He did not roll out the number of people that he probably should have.
No, because he trusted that
they were professionals.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not happening. You know, Arlene, to your point, too, Tom Wolf, the governor there in Pennsylvania, they have launched an investigation, and the national let me pull this up so I do this right. The National Republican Congressional Committee has also launched some investigations. So for the people who are saying, well, where are the Republicans with all this? Well, I know for a fact that the congressman in the 1st District here of California sent his campaign staff to North Carolina last week. So they were on the ground in different states ahead of time. A lot of members of Congress sent staff and not office staff, but campaign staff, and sent them out to be ready for this. And the Republican National Committee is out there pushing all these legal fights. So just because you don't see them on TV, I think we've already explained what the problem is there. But I'll post both these documents because they just came from the NRCC.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's rolling over on this, I guess.
I'm looking forward to any actions that are taken. I support them.
Yeah, so, you know, because the worst thing is that people would think that nobody's doing anything and that the president's hanging out there on his own and having to foot the bill and running out of resources, and that's actually not happening. Don't look for Mitt Romney to, write in on a white horse. Pierre Delecto, maybe, but not Mitt Romney. And I can't stop making fun of that guy. It's terrible. It's like a sickness. You have a lot of folks in the president's corner trying to help sort this out for the public. Because, you know, it's not just that we're not happy with the result. That's what happened in 2016. They weren't happy with the result. I think what's happening this time, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for you guys too, that we're not happy with the cheating. I mean, right. if the guy really won, okay, still not happy about it, but it is what it is. Right. But right. It's not clear that wasn't a,
It's no longer about who wins. It's about the system, whether it's trustworthy, whether this is a democracy or not. Elections.
Right. Exactly. And if you don't have confidence in the system, and right now there's a major group of people in this country, I'd say probably at least 50% of the people in this country that don't have any faith in the system. It's not that they're sore losers. It's the fact that...
Well, it's over 70 million people.
Yeah, and they don't have faith in our system. And that's a dangerous thing. They really do need to get this straightened out so that people can have faith in our system again and move on to the next election. It's got to get resolved so that both parties are satisfied that there was no corruption and no cheating. Because I think it's a recipe for disaster to have your citizenship. Have no confidence in our voting. I mean, that's third world stuff. I mean, that's where people go sideways. So I know
that would be pre enlightenment stuff, right?
Oh, sure.
The whole thing of a social contract is built on that.
Mm-hmm.
That a contract is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you no longer have a fair contract, then the whole modern democracy, whole modern society breaks down.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think this whole thing had been in the works for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. they knew what they were doing. They knew that all this mail-in ballot stuff could be manipulated. They knew that they could manipulate the counting centers. All of this was all planned out. But I think one thing, and Aaron, you pointed this out to me, the Democrats always overreach. Hmm. They always go a little too far, and their plans fail. And I think this is hopefully another example of massive overreach. And once it is exposed, hopefully, it'll be remedied.
Well, my hope is that they printed so many ballots or I mean, when you hear 20 and 30,000 ballots coming in all for one candidate.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
I mean, if they said they were all for Trump, I would think they were lying.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Nobody's 100. I mean, let's face it, you wouldn't have Las Vegas if everything was 100%, right? That's what odds are about. Nothing is ever all one or all the other.
Right. So this brings us the worst kind, the seven kind of fraud, the electronic fraud. This is most worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
And say every step up to the final counting has been secured, voter has been identified, you know, has been properly mailed, signed, everything. But still, the last step, that the electronic counting and tabulation is still prone to manipulation. And this goes into cyber spying, right? Now there are three software now already called into question. One is called the Dominion. By the way, this Dominion software is developed by a Chinese company.
Always comes back to that, doesn't it?
Owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband, at least partially owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband. Right? So this software is the software that caused 6,000 votes for President Trump switched to Biden in the county, the Atrium County in Michigan. And then all 67 counties used the same software. And sure enough, a day later, another 2,000 vote for a Republican candidate has been switched to a Democrat candidate. Right? And so then they found that 30 states used this Dominion software. Can that, if that's not dangerous, if that's not scary, I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right. I think when the electronic machines first came out, people had concerns about how they could be hacked and manipulated, and they pretty much, you know, got people's fears put to rest as far as them being able to be hacked. But it's the technology has moved so much since these things were first introduced. I think we all have questions as to whether or not when you feed that thing into the machine, is it counting it correctly? And I think that's something that, yeah, they definitely need.
And
to.
See, it's got kind of a built-in, it's got a built-in sort of a benefit and a problem. I mean, our benefit is our problem. The benefit is the elections are a blind election. So if you do send it in, say, you send your ballot in an envelope, as soon as the envelope is disconnected from the ballot, you can't trace whose it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that they're, you know, basically anonymous. The difficulty is you can't track it back to you.
Right.
To say that you're, like, if you you can check in with ballot tracks. I should post, I'll post all this stuff on the website for today. But if you go into ballot tracks, it'll say when your ballot was received, if in fact you delivered it ahead of time, and it will say that it was counted or not counted or processed or not processed. It's not going to say you voted, and it'll never say how you voted because it can't track back to you. But it will show that, like, your name was, like, scribbled off the list. Someone being pretending to be you or you voted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as good as it gets for the anonymity of the whole thing, which makes it kind of easy to fake, especially if you have people who are willing to disregard the fact that, oh, your mail-in ballot came in and you voted in the polls, too. That's where your local election folks come in handy. Because if they're not keeping track of that, you do get to vote twice or more.
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, the attorney for Michael Glenn, Sidney Powell, who used to be a federal prosecutor, she, in her interview on Newsmax, disclosed that there are two software. One is called the Hammer. The other one is called Scorecard. Those are the two software that you can use to manipulate, to change the number. And remember the mysterious 138,000 count?
Oh, yeah.
Vote is for Biden, zero for Trump in Michigan. That's the result, and she claimed that's the result of those two software. And so,
and how many places are using that software?
Oh, it's like 30.
No, this is the Dominion is the software that's used for tabulating. Now, this Hammer and Scorecard are not even, you're not supposed to use them.
Oh, I see.
These are the stealing, that vote stealing, vote monitor. I mean, modifying software that the spies can. Can, as long as they have access to a system, they can change the vote.
Ah, okay,
according
I got
to her.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah. So this this should all be checked. And you cannot just claim that they're baseless, right? You could just wholesale, categorically deny that they're all just fake.
Right.
Then we're in a different system.
Right.
It's kind of funny. Every time we talk to you, I kind of think about, this is going to come off kind of bad, but I'll say it anyway. I'm always reminded of when I went to Pelican Bay State Prison, because as I looked around.
They washed that record, though, so you'll never be able to find it.
I forgot about that. They purged it. Well, now it's out. But, no, I've been there a couple of times, and I can't help it. I looked in these people's cells and stuff, and here they had, like, beautiful art. One guy had made a full chess set out of toilet paper, like got it wet and made it like paper mache and made this amazing-looking chess set. And I kept thinking, if these people use their powers for good, imagine what they'd get done. And I keep thinking about that with China. I'm like, these guys are tricky as hell. If they would just use their stuff for good, imagine unleashing that kind of power to get good things done.
Right.
It's frustrating. You always tell us all these things, like all this neat stuff they do, except it's bad neat stuff.
Right.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
One day maybe we won't spend our time in Pelican Bay with the Chinese. Maybe the other. You think China will ever? I mean, you think they'll ever get out from under the thumb of the CCP?
They will. And that's why I'm counting on President Trump to win. I'm still confident that President Trump will win. And if Trump wins the second term, he will help Chinese people to overturn the system. And we have a few minutes. I want to end our show in a positive note. I see three paths for President Trump to win still. The first one is, we have in a just short amount of time cover a lot of fraud. And with more and more trickery, cases being exposed, I hope more and more people will step forward. I already noticed a lot of the people who came forward to disclose, to expose the fraud, a lot of them are from Democrats. They actually think that I'm a Democrat. And so I hope there's a good amount of Democrats who see where this country is going wrong and would step forward. And when that gets to critical mass, then I hope that the fraudulent part of the Democratic Party would fall apart and Joe Biden would concede the campaign, and then this would be over. So this is one path to it, and this is the best way to it, okay? People waking up. The second, of course, and this would be connected with first, when there are enough evidence presented to the court. I mean, there could be, it doesn't have to always go to the Supreme Court. Of course, when it goes to Supreme Court, it will, with the conservative judge, it's likely, voted for, in favor of President Trump. But even at the state level, when all this evidence is mounting, they may be forced to vote in favor of President Trump. And then, if by January 16th that the legal battle still cannot resolve, then it would come to state voting, right? That the House voting. But this is not the House member voting. This would be determined by, each state will have one vote. But right now, red state still outnumber the blue state. Of course, it's still hanging on a few key swing state. But when it comes to the House voting, each state votes one vote for the president. President Trump will still have a higher likelihood of coming on top. And so that is why I think Democrats will avoid going to January 16 House voting. And so the time is not on Democrat side, and I think still hopeful. I still see Mr. Trump will get reelected as our as next president for 4 more years.
Well, one other thing I'd like to mention, and Aaron and I were talking about this, is in a lot of these states, they judges ruled that they can accept votes after 8 p.m. It turns out judges don't have the right to do that. That's if you're going to change the state's...
if you're going to change a law.
It's a law. So, I mean, if you're going to you know, overwrite the law, that has to go through the legislature, not a judge. So I'm hoping that in the long run, a lot of these states that accepted all these votes after 8 p.m. and have it written into their state constitutions that votes must be received before 8 o'clock, anything after 8 gets tossed. So we'll see how that works.
They are separating the ones in Pennsylvania that came after 8, and that did come as a direction from Justice Alito on the Supreme Court. And they said they do have to separate those out. And I've posted a couple documents for you guys from the National Republican Congressional Committee. One is a letter to Governor Wolf, and the other one is the other one is a little more detail about what's going to happen in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, there are a lot of moving parts of this. So whatever you do, look at a lot of different – hey, Arlene, I was going to say look at a lot of different news sources, but Epoch Times has been doing – the Epoch Times always does a great job, and I would always recommend them. You can find them at the, T-H-E, Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, Times, .com. You've got to use the, otherwise it comes up in Chinese, and you'll be like, what? You can also find that link on our site. But is ChinaScope going into a lot of this, Arlene? Are you guys kind of covering this, or is this
just discussing a lot of what to do? We're a think tank, and so we have to be careful what we can publish, and not seem biased.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we are giving a lot of thought, and we're two of us are writing articles about it.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, people need to track a variety of information sources, and through that you do get a great deal of information. And I just, Dr. Chen, when you're looking around at different things, where are you getting your information or part of it? Anything you can recommend?
I used to get a lot of from Fox. Now I boycott Fox now. Now I read Newsmax, but a lot of the information I actually got from Chinese self media, what we call self media, that they host their own website.
Oh.
And one observed that's not available to you. That's in Chinese.
Little black market now, there.
The one observation I made, and it's actually it touched me. It really moved me when I first realized this. You know, the single people that's most supportive to Americans' freedom, I'm talking about this election, are actually the most persecuted people, Chinese. And because they understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
And so they're rooting, they are truly rooting with their heart for American freedom. And this is truly,
yeah, because they know that if we blow up the place where they could go to, like you know, to be able to speak out. If we blow that up, we're all toast. All right, you can find this show and forward it to friends at WeThePeopleRadio.us, and here's our shout out to the president.
Stop me now. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.